رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم tells us in the hadith, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. None of you is a believer till I do not become more beloved to him than his father, his son, or his children, and the entire human race and humanity. You cannot be a perfect Muslim and a complete Muslim till Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not more beloved to you than your father, your children, or your son, and the entire human race. Here we find the standard of iman has been mentioned, of perfect iman. That perfect iman is that person who has more love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam than his own father, more love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam than his own children, more love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam than all the people of the world. He loves Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than he loves all the people of the world. One sahabi comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and tells him, O Prophet of Allah, I love you more than myself, more than my wealth, and more than my family. I love you more than myself. A person to save himself, sometime will sacrifice even his children, will sacrifice his wealth. I love you more than my wealth, to save his wealth. What sacrifices the person does? Sometime he gives his life to save his wealth. I love you more than myself, more than my wealth, and more than my family. And when I'm sitting in my home, and the thought of you occurs to me, then I become very restless till I come and see you, O Prophet of Allah. Can you imagine sitting in the home, in the comfort of his home, and his wife and children, but when the thought of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes to his mind, that profound and deep love is so much for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that I become restless in my wife and children and my home. The place that we regard as the most comfortable place to be, in your home, amongst your wife and your children, where you are the boss of the house. Here, these people say, the sahabi says, I become restless till I come and see you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In other words, when I come and see you, when I see your Mubarak countenance, then this brings peace to my heart. But O Prophet of Allah, now look at the love that they had, that they feared. They feared the separation of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Said, O Prophet of Allah, I know that death will come to me and death will come to you as well. And you will go to the exalted position of the prophets, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. You will go into paradise and I may go somewhere else. I may go somewhere else and I may be separated from you. I will not be able to see you any longer. I am so anxious and I am so distressed about this separation, this thought of the separation from you, O Prophet of Allah. Can you imagine the yearning, the love, and the profound ta'alluq that he has with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he is worried that after death he will not witness the Mubarak countenance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he's worried about that. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not reply. The occasions when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked questions, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not reply and would wait for divine revelation to come from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the appreciation in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of this person's feeling and this person's sentiments and emotions that he expresses before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the barakat of this question and yearning of the sahabi, sends down this verse of the Holy Quran, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. Here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down this verse of the Holy Quran, that whomsoever, opening the doors even for us and for the people to come right up to the Day of Judgment, that whoever is obedient to Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he will be with those people upon whom the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, that are the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the saintly ones and the martyrs and the pious one. Otherwise, if you are obedient to Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then you will be in the company of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam in paradise as well.